In today's news headlines, the U.S. Senate on Wednesday afternoon voted to acquit President Donald Trump of the two articles of impeachment passed by the House. Republican Senator Mitt Romney became the only member of his party to vote against Trump, saying in an exclusive interview on Fox News that he had to, quote, follow my conscience. Romney explained, I believe that the act he took, an effort to corrupt an election, is as destructive an attack on the oath of office and our Constitution as I can imagine. It is a high crime and misdemeanor within the meaning of the Constitution, and that is not a decision I take lightly. It is the last decision I want to take. The vote tally on the article of impeachment over abuse of power was 52 for acquittal and 48 against. All 47 Democratic senators voted for the articles together with Romney. Romney stayed with his party in voting to acquit Trump of charges of the other article, obstruction of Congress, with the resulting vote being 53 to 47. Earlier in the day, one of the so-called moderate Republican senators, Susan Collins, said she thought it would, quote, be helpful if Trump apologized for his behavior. Collins also voted to acquit. Meanwhile, hundreds of pro-impeachment protests were planned across the nation on Wednesday under the banner of Reject the Cover-Up. On Tuesday evening, President Donald Trump delivered his last State of the Union address before the November election. He also became only the second president in history to deliver such an address while in the middle of an impeachment trial. As he arrived in the same chamber that just weeks ago had witnessed two votes to impeach him, Trump refused to take House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's outstretched hand. During his 80-minute speech, the president did not mention his impeachment and instead spent much of his time touting a list of economic achievements he has laid claim to. He even denigrated the previous administration.
If we hadn't reversed the failed economic policies of the previous administration, the world would not now be witnessing this great economic success.
That's President Trump on Tuesday night giving his State of the Union address that he has dubbed the Great American Comeback. Several media outlets, including Associated Press, fact-checked the president's speech, which was predictably filled with exaggerations and outright lies. According to AP, Trump lied about immigration, about global oil and gas production, jobs, trade deals, the economy, drug pricing, manufacturing, healthcare, Social Security, and Medicare. The speech was also filled with theatrics, including the surprise tearful reunion of a U.S. soldier with his wife, the announcement of an opportunity grant to a black eighth grader in an obvious nod to school privatization, and the awarding of the Presidential Medal of Honor to right-wing shock jock Rush Limbaugh, Trump's personal friend and stalwart cheerleader. It was the first time a president awarded the medal during a State of the Union address. Previous awardees have included Reverend Martin Luther King Jr., Rosa Parks, and Mother Teresa. The Presidential Medal is meant to be given to those, quote, who have made exceptional contributions to the security of national interests of America, to world peace, or to cultural or other significant public or private endeavors. Mr. Limbaugh, who recently announced he's in treatment for late-stage lung cancer, is famous for referring to feminists as, quote, feminazis, and for being openly racist. Trump also trotted out another special guest, Juan Guaido, the Venezuelan opposition leader who has declared himself an unelected president of his nation.
Joining us in the gallery is the true and legitimate president of Venezuela, Juan Guaido. Mr. President, please take this message back to your family.
During one particularly powerful moment during Trump's speech, a number of female lawmakers dressed in white stood up and chanted HR3 when Trump raised the issue of prescription drug prices.
Calling for bipartisan legislation that achieves the goal of dramatically lowering prescription drug prices. Get a bill on my desk and I will sign it into law immediately. Unyielding commitment, we are curbing the opioid epidemic.
That's the sound of lawmakers during Tuesday night's State of the Union address. The representatives chanting H.R. 3 were angry that the Democrats' bill to lower prescription drug prices was stalled in the Senate, thanks to Trump backer and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. Also, Fred Gutenberg, the father of a victim of the Parkland shooting, yelled at Trump when the president spoke about guns. Gutenberg said, "What about victims of gun violence like my daughter?" before he was kicked out. Trump's speech was boycotted by a number of congressional Democrats, including Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Ayanna Pressley. At the end of his speech, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi pointedly tore up the transcript of Trump's speech in full view of cameras. When asked later why she did it, she said,
"Because it was a manifesto of mistruths."
And what?
Democrats picked Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer to deliver the party's official English language response to the State of the Union.
"I'd need a lot more than 10 minutes to respond to what the president just said. So instead of talking about what he is saying, I'm going to highlight what Democrats are doing. After all, you can listen to what someone says, but to know the truth, watch what they do."
Democrats also picked Texas Representative Veronica Escobar to deliver the party's Spanish language response.
"Buenas noches. Soy la congresista Veronica Escobar y estoy orgullosa de representar al Paso, Texas. Es un honor dirigirme a ustedes esta noche desde el segundo barrio en El Paso, uno de nuestros vecindarios más antiguos, aquí en el Centro de Salud Familiar La Fe."
Presidential frontrunner Bernie Sanders also delivered his response to Trump from Manchester, New Hampshire, where he said, "How do you give a speech, a State of the Union speech, and not mention climate change when the leading scientists of the world tell us that climate change is the greatest existential threat facing humanity?" As more results from the Iowa caucuses emerge, South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg is now leading in delegate counts, with more than 70% of precincts reporting results from Monday night's primary that ended in confusion and chaos. A close second to Buttigieg is Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, followed by Elizabeth Warren and then Joe Biden. Although Senator Sanders won more votes, 32,772, compared to Buttigieg's 31,458, Sanders won fewer delegates because of arcane caucus rules. A video of a woman who voted for Buttigieg asking to change her vote after learning he was gay has gone viral.
"So are you saying that he has a same-sex partner?"
"He?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Are you kidding?"
"Yeah, he's married to him, yeah."
"We need to find out if that's serious."
"Well, then I don't want anybody like that in the White House."
Meanwhile, former Congressman Joe Walsh, who is the only Republican challenger to Trump, has claimed that state GOP officials in Iowa attempted to rig the Republican caucuses to benefit the president. The latest in the coronavirus threat spreading around the world puts the figures of those infected at 24,500 people. Nearly 500 have died. About 11 people are confirmed to have been infected in the U.S. The World Health Organization has put together a multinational team of experts who are meeting in Geneva next week to spearhead research into vaccines and quarantine methods. And finally, Human Rights Watch has a new report that found 138 Salvadorans were killed and dozens assaulted or raped between 2013 and 2019 after they were deported back to their country from the U.S. The report is entitled "Deported to Danger: United States Deportation Policies Expose Salvadorans to Death and Abuse." And that does it for our news headlines.